This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is losing $250 million in federal funding for health services as part of larger federal funding cuts. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The funding is the last of the COVID relief money approved by Congress in 2020. The state has been using it for things like childhood vaccinations and substance use treatment and preparing for future disease outbreaks. Democratic Representative Shannon Byrd, who sits on the Budget Committee, says Colorado can't make up for these federal cuts.
This is Coloradans' money coming back to us to invest in critical public health needs. Without our partnership with the federal government, we have no capacity to fund these programs in the way that our state has been able to in the past.
In notifying Colorado about the funding cut, the federal government said now that the pandemic is over, the grants are no longer necessary. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State lawmakers are scrapping a plan to boost rooftop solar. CPR Sam Brash reports that's after opposition from local governments.
The legislation would have required cities to adopt automatic permitting software. Those are tools to quickly review rooftop solar plans and approve them if they meet local regulations. That's helped other cities cut wait times for rooftop solar systems. But communities like Boulder oppose the plan, saying the software could override important parts of its local zoning review process. The pushback led lawmakers to abandon the plan and left environmental groups feeling betrayed by climate-forward cities. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Fort Lewis College in Durango is set to have its first indigenous president. Heather Shotton is the sole finalist for president. Shotton is currently the college's acting dean of students and vice president of diversity affairs. The college is designated a Native American serving institution. In a 2023 interview, Shotton said that means Fort Lewis has the responsibility not just to enroll Native students,
but to make sure that they have a sense of belonging, that they have a positive experience.
The Fort Lewis Board of Trustees is expected to finalize her nomination in April. This is CPR News.